You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan has been temporarily barred from serving on the bench by the state Supreme Court. It's as her federal obstruction case proceeds. The FBI arrested Judge Dugan last week, accusing her of helping an undocumented immigrant evade arrest during a court proceeding. Federal charges include concealing an individual and obstructing a federal investigation. The state Supreme Court, in their order sent out last night, cited the need to maintain public trust during her ongoing criminal case. The mayor of Franklin has invited people to a town hall meeting tonight to respond to allegations about his conduct as a Waterford police lieutenant. Mayor John Nelson retired from the department last year after being placed on administrative leave. In a statement announcing the town hall at the Franklin Library, Nelson asserts the claims of misconduct are part of a character assassination attempt. The event at the Franklin Library will include a question and answer session where attendees can submit written questions. The Waterford Police Department has been without a chief since January, with the Racine County Sheriff's Office assisting with village policing. A draft recap by the numbers is available. Lisa Hale has more.
3 days, 600,000 fans, football and fun all combined to make the NFL draft in Green Bay, the NFL's smallest market, a success. So says Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich, who released a statement following the event on Monday. He said, "As the league's smallest city, we heard all the skeptics, but we didn't let them distract us." Genrich said over 100 Green Bay police officers were on site throughout the event. First aid was provided to 172 people, and nearly 20,000 bus trips were made during the three-day event.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Bucks season comes to an end. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in overtime, 119-118. After the game, there was pushing and shoving at midcourt. Giannis says the father of Indy's Tyrese Halliburton got in his face, taunting, swearing.
"I believe like being humble in victory. That's how I am. When you win the game, you got tag and with his face, this is what we do. This is what we effing do. This is the F we do." I feel like that's very, very disrespectful. I've won the championship. They haven't.
The Pacers advance to face the Cavaliers. Baseball, Brewers giving up a couple of runs in the bottom of the first, but went on to beat the White Sox in Chicago 7-2. Freddie Peralta and catcher William Contreras, praised by Pat Murphy.
"Freddie and William did a great job after that first inning, you know, to give us six innings, and they were on his heater early, and he made a nice adjustment and showed that he can navigate through someone's just jumping his heater."
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We've all heard of chewing the worm one might find at the bottom of a tequila bottle, but a snake? True story. A Virginia woman was about to sip her margarita when a snake fell from the ceiling and landed in her glass after slapping her in the forehead. What did the woman do after being freaked out? Naturally, she took a picture for social media. As a result of the incident, it was revealed the restaurant was in violation of several health codes. Really? Turning down big money would be tough for most of us to do, even if it's to protect a franchise film legacy like Back to the Future. Bob Gale, who is the creator behind the trilogy, says under no circumstances will there ever be a spinoff, prequel, or another sequel. He calls the franchise perfect the way it is. The producer says the only way it could remotely happen is if Steven Spielberg signs off on it, and that most likely will not happen because Spielberg does not like sequels. That's probably why we've never seen E.T. Goes to College. People get scared when they see Lost star Sam Anderson board their flight. The 79-year-old actor says when people see him, their faces say, "Get me off this flight," even though a crash would be highly unlikely because most airline passengers aren't good-looking enough to be actors on a network show. On the other hand, when Leslie Nielsen used to board a plane, no one seemed to mind because although there was a threat of disaster, he brought big laughs. Jack Loudon will break down barriers in a new rendition of Pride and Prejudice, according to Jack Loudon. The star of Slow Horses and Dunkirk will play Mr. Darcy opposite Emma Corrin's Elizabeth Bennet. Loudon says the fact that he is the first ginger or redhead to play Mr. Darcy is one of the last discriminatory barriers to fall in television. Loudon replaces the most recent Mr. Darcy, played by the establishment's Colin Firth. Now that's sarcasm. There are some actors that will immerse themselves completely in a role and do anything to accurately portray their character. Then there is Terrence Howard. Howard says his biggest regret in his career is turning down the role of Smokey Robinson, which the singer personally asked him to play. He passed on the role because he was in negotiations to play Marvin Gaye in a biopic by Lee Daniels. According to Variety, Howard ultimately passed on that role over concerns that Marvin was actually gay, concerns that were confirmed by Quincy Jones. During a recent episode of the Club Random podcast, Howard said if he had to kiss a man in a film, he would cut his lips off. I assume he meant his own lips. Howard explains, saying he has to totally understand a role because he doesn't fake it. Maybe that's why he had no problem playing a pimp in Hustle and Flow. He was also in Big Mama's House. Wonder if he cut a body part off after that gem. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 48, with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight and again tomorrow. Could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain. Our low tonight, 44. Tomorrow's high, 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.